features that I didn't expect. Some dialect overlap there. And I was wondering where it came from. And I think probably you do quite a bit of reading.
Well, not a great deal.
Did you as a boy?
No. Very seldom I read as a boy at all.
You listen well, though.
Yes, I'm a good listener. Yeah, I have been in the last few years since I've retired. I read quite a bit. But talking about listening, I saw a piece in the paper one time said a good conversationalist was a good listener.
I used to have that ability as a younger fellow, and I enjoyed it.
I like to listen to people and things.
Now I get so disgusted with myself that I got my mouth open, and when it's open, of course, I can't learn a thing.
Yes.
Of course, in an interview like this, it's give and change.
Sure.
It should be just a good, pleasant visit all the way, and I should just pick these things up as we go through. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot of things.
I like it. It's been fun.
Schumach. And you mentioned that your parents spoke German.
Yes. Are you German?
No, I studied German in college.
I thought that Vaughn.
My people were Dutch. My grandmother spoke Dutch.
Well,
she came over.
Now I say we were German. I don't think that we're. I think we're Holland Dutch. Now I have an older sister, and she says we're German. But I think she's mistaken, because I think I've heard my father talk about his father coming from Holland, uh-huh. Holland Dutch. I think that's what we are instead of German.
Hmm. Well, my grandmother came over when she was 3.
Yes.
I don't know what went on there.
Sure.
But her father was a seafaring man. Something to do with ships in the Great Lakes. He evidently had a trading business or something.
Probably.
Sort, because he went back to Holland every few years. And she, one of the greatest disappointments of her life, I think, was that one year he had promised to take her along. She was going to go to Holland, go to Europe, and she got smallpox.
Well.
Couldn't go. I guess it was chickenpox. It wasn't anything particularly serious.
Well, it might have been.
It was just enough to knock her out.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, your father, where was he born, do you know?
I think he was born in Illinois.
And do you know the date?
Oh my God.
That's asking a lot, isn't it?
I don't know what date he was born. Now, when he died, of course they all want an obituary, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we had to kind of guess at how old he was.
Uh-huh.
Of course now, you take some families, and they'll sit around, or maybe not sit around, but they'll tell the children all of this stuff. They'll talk and see. Well, my folks never did do that. Now, you take my wife, she can tell you all about the family, when this one was born, and why, and where, and everything else, and her uncles and aunts, and so on. But my folks never did talk that to us at all.
I didn't get much of it.
No.
When would you guess your father? Well, that's not important. We don't care.
Well, now.
See, he moved to Kansas?
Yes, he moved to Kansas from Illinois.
Any idea about when he did that?
No, I don't have any idea. I don't know how long we lived up there.
And your father's father, any idea about him? Your grandfather?
No, all I know, he was a Dutchman, and I think he, like I say, I think that he come from Holland instead of Germany.
Mm-hmm. And your grandmother?
Don't know a thing about her either.
Mother?
My mother, she was born in Ohio.
And then they moved to Kansas too. And anything about your maternal grandparents?
No. They died when my mother was just a girl. But just like I say, they never talked to us about relatives, that is, their folks. I never saw my father's mother and father only one time. I was just a little kid then.
Well, I only knew one grandmother. She lived to be, oh, I think 88. Just as spry.
Well,
right up to the last two or three years, and then she just fell apart all at once. Let's see, you were born in Kansas, came to Oklahoma. In
1889.
September of 1889.
This country was opened in April of 89. We come in September.
Oh, you got here quickly. What what town, Oxford?
Yeah.
I guess the